This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فأتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. We have heard so many ayat tonight that we can reflect on, that we can learn from, that can bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As this Qur'an is hudal lil muttaqeen. So as we make our siyam in the daytime and stand for our qiyam in the nighttime, we are developing taqwa. So when we listen to this Qur'an or we open and read this Qur'an, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to guide us ala siratihi al-mustaqim ila jannati al-na'im. Say ameen. So tonight, inshallah ta'ala, I've chosen this, or these three ayat, verses number 146, 147, 148. 146, 147, 148 of Surah Ali Imran. Where I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing a special group of people. A group of people that have been seen many times in the history of the Anbiya, in the history of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that followed them on that same path. And I believe if you really read these three verses carefully, it says if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing our brothers and our sisters في الأرض المقدسة, in the Holy Land, في البيت المقدس, in Jerusalem, في الدفة الغربية, in the West Bank, and perhaps even more so in غزة العزة, in the noble strip of غزة, the dignified غزة, the unshakable faith which we see as the people of Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins verse number 146 by saying, وَكَأَيِّ مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. And how many a prophet, they fought alongside those prophets, ربيون. ربيون أي ربانيون. Righteous people. Learned people. When we say learned, not people with degrees, but people who had the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unshakable faith in Him, as well as the law and the way that they got from the Prophet. In our case, from the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. And because of this knowledge, and them practicing this knowledge, making them righteous people, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابُهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They didn't lose heart. They did not lose heart pertaining that which befell them in the path of Allah. Of affliction. Of affliction. Of pain. Of suffering. Of loss. Of trauma. They didn't lose heart. فَمَا وَهَنُوا. And we listen to that word wahanu from wahan. What is wahan? We know the hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yushiku. What does yushiku mean? A dana, qaruba, kada. It's like it's about to happen. It's about to happen. Remember the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bu'ithu ana wa sa'atu kahatain. I was sent And the hour was sent, meaning the last hour, like these two fingers. In other words, the time span between me, the Prophet is saying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final messenger of Allah, and the last hour is like the distance between these two fingers. That's how near Qiyamah was or is when our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received his prophethood. And that was over 1,400 years ago. How close is Qiyamah today? How close is the last hour today? And don't ask when is it going to be, because that we cannot know. Thima anta min dikraha. Even Allah says to the Prophet, not for you to know, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Muhammad had to admit that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Jibreel. Mal mas'ulu anha a'lamu min as-sa'il. The one who is being asked about it is not more knowledgeable than the one who is asking. But instead, like the Prophet said to the Sahabi who asked that question, ماذا عددت لها? What have you prepared for that hour? That's what we all need to be asking ourselves now. So coming back to the hadith, يُشِكُ. It's like it's about to happen, says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A time when تَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ, when the nations of this world will prey on you. They will feast off you. Like the eaters at one plate of food, feast off that plate of food. وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The companions then asked, is it because of our small numbers on that day? قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. He said, no. They, what did they ask? Is it because of our small numbers on that day that they'll be able to just feed off us like the eaters at one plate of food, feast off that plate of food? The Prophet said, no, you'll be many on that day. But you'll be like the foam of the flood water. وَلَكِنُّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. When the water comes through the wadi, through the valley in the desert, it picks up all the debris. Or in the one riwayah, كَغُثَاءِ الْبَحَرِ, like the foam of the waves in the sea. When the southeaster blows, there in Table Bay, you see the tablecloth is fluttering in the wind of Table Mountain, and you know the southeaster is blowing, and sometimes the southeaster blows so strong that it picks up all the foam and it throws it on the other side of the beach road in Sea Point. It's a lot, but you just touch it and it disintegrates. It's weak. It's got no strength. It just goes wherever the water pushes it. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ قُلُوبِ أَعْدَائِكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهْنِ. And indeed, Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemy. You see the enemy today? Is he scared of the Muslims? Is he scared of the Egyptian army? The Syrian army? The Jordanian army? Allah, they're not scared of any of the Muslims. Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies, and He will put into your hearts wahn. They asked, وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. What is wahn, O Messenger of Allah? So he answered, حُبَّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of the dunya, the love of paisa, fulus, khelt, miran, and the hatred of death. Now, we can see that this is the greatest calamity to have befallen the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of the dunya and the hatred of death, except in Gaza, where they have no attachment to the dunya and they have no fear of death. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So now we can literally understand that they were not afflicted with wahan because of what they lost in the path of Allah, because of their property, because of their loved ones, because of the fear, because of the hunger, right now starvation. They did not lose faith. وَمَا ضَعَفُوا, nor did they become weakened. Do you see the Muqawama coming out, raising up the white flag? Okay, khalas, we give up, we give up, we give up, just give us food. Just, you know, stop bombing us. وَمَا ضَعَفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا, nor did they stand still. You still see the Muqawama with everything that they have. With everything that they have, with their light weapons, with their handmade rockets, still fighting the fourth strongest army in the world. It's like Allah is describing them. Remember, the Quran is a timeless book. In fact, if you really think about it, it's a book from the future. Because Allah knows the future as if it's already happened. Jalla fi ula. وَمَا دَعْفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah loves those who are patient and persevering. You know? You know what is sabr? الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. Real sabr, real patience and perseverance is when the calamity happens. Now. Not yesterday, ik verloor mijn iman, en ik vloek en gaan aan. And then after a few hours, I calm down and I say, you know, actually it's not so bad, alhamdulillah. In the sabbat al-ula. And that is what we've been seeing coming out of Gaza. As it is happening, and they are saying, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Wallahi, we can learn so much from the people of Gaza. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلُهُمْ. And they said nothing but, أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins. وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. And any of our transgressions. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَا. And make us steadfast. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And grant us victory over the disbelievers. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. So Allah gave them the reward of this world. What is the reward of this world? What's the reward of this world? Nice pay, car, house, nice wife, children, or for the ladies, husband, whatever the case might be. La wallah. Thawab al-dunya is an-nasr wa-dhafru ala aduwim, is victory. And let me tell you something, they've already won. We'll only come to understand it much later. But they have already won. Allah has given them. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. And whatever they are doing is conquering the whole world. Because real conquering is not the conquering of walls. Walls, not this wall. Conquering of walls, brick walls or concrete walls or the conquest of land. That is part of it, but the main fatḥ is the conquering of the hearts of man. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. If the victory of Allah comes and the conquest, what conquest is that? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see people coming into Islam in droves. I don't know if you saw Sean King. The other day I saw him taking his shahada. Allahu Akbar. And how many Sean Kings are there? People just by witnessing the resilience and the steadfastness of the people of Gaza. Wallahi, they're coming into Islam by their tens, by their hundreds of thousands. And you're going to see even more. You're going to see even more. So they've won already. This is a victory, a permanent victory. The conquest and the victory over the hearts of men. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا يَدْرِي أَجْرَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never ever let the good deeds of the good doers go unrewarded. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look past the resilience and the patience and the perseverance and the iman and the yaqeen, the tawakkul of these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to give them jannah. Those who is already taken as martyrs, may Allah accept their martyrdom, they already have the best of jannah. And those who are staying behind, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them the best of this life and the hereafter. And in as far as those mujrimeen, those brutal criminal savages that are committing this genocide, Allah is only giving them respite until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them, and then there will be no getting away. And it ends with فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those, Allah loves those who strive for excellence. What excellence? To worship Allah to worship Allah. What is ihsan? أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. To worship Allah as if you see Him. وإن لم تكن ترى. And if you don't see Him, فإنه يراك. Then verily know. What's our theme this year? What's our theme this year? Allah is watching. Verily know that He sees you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of the muttaqeen, because that will be the people that will have the final victory by the help and grace of Rabbul Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa aqimus salah.